All right, and there's no turning back, David. We're already into Thursday, so here it is. It's going to happen.
Yes, it is. It's happening.
It is happening, and we are so glad that all of our family is able to join us today at different times throughout the day, and we're trusting God that you are able to let us know what God's putting in your heart to give, and Karen's going to give all those numbers, and she may have some wisdom. I don't know.
Maybe. That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. If you're deciding that you'd like to just make a pledge instead of a donation using your card, you can just call us and let us know the amount you'd like to give, and we'll send you out a letter, and you'll send that in whenever you can. And if you'd like to text WCNO, you can do so by texting the word WCNO to the number 24365. And you can give on the website WCNO.com. So I do have some, I don't know if it's wisdom, but I feel like what the Lord's saying today.
Okay.
That, and you confirmed it with the scripture that you opened up with the bride, just feeling like the Lord, that evangelism needs to be the primary focus of the church right now. Evangelize, because like I feel like the Lord is, you had said about the Lord coming on the horse, I don't know how you said it, but I feel like there's a thrust for evangelism, you know, a real concerted effort that needs to be done in the church to push forward and, you know, just start knocking those gates down of the enemy to rescue people that are living in darkness. And it's we got to get out. We're in the prayer closet. We need to be in the prayer closet, but we've got to put feet to our prayers. And, you know, I'm taking this personally for myself as well. But we've got to do more than we're doing to try to reach the lost. And that involves, like, everybody doing something. Again, it's always about the lost. And the Lord is, you know, he's coming back for the bride, but he wants that bride to be a lot of people, and lots of people. And, you know, Reinhard Bonnke talks about populating heaven, right?
Plundering hell.
To
populate heaven.
Yes. And I just have this real sense of, it's activity.
Urgent.
It's like activity. There needs to be activity. You know, it's you know, we don't wait for somebody else to do it. You have to do it. Each of us individually has to do more than what we're doing to get the gospel to people that don't know the Lord. And, you know, that where the scripture said, those living in darkness shall see a great light. How are they going to see that light unless they see it in you, unless you're out letting your light shine? And, you know, Jesus said that he will, you know, when he's lifted up, he's going to draw all men to him. So while we're over here grumbling about what so-and-so is doing over in this denomination, you know, that's like less time that's being devoted to looking for the lost. So I think the division everywhere, even in the church, is the wake-up call to the church to do what we're supposed to be doing and get out there and get people while we can. The time's urgent. And, it, you know, it's maybe a lot of people think, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're just waiting on Jesus to come, waiting on the rapture, waiting to, you know, get me the heck out of here. You know, I'm tired of this life. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that have that attitude in the church. Just get me out of here, Jesus. So, you know, I can't deal with this world anymore. But that, you know, that's the whole purpose is for you to live out your full potential in the Lord. And it's only when you give yourself away on behalf of somebody else you can fulfill that purpose.
Work for the night is coming when no one can work. We have a season that is given to us by the Lord to do that. And I know that there is validity to the statement, why should anyone who has heard the gospel once hear it again when there are still people who have never heard the first time? I know there's validity to that thought. However, how many times did you hear the gospel before you responded? In my life, hundreds of times, probably thousands of times I heard the gospel. So the mercy of the Lord is much greater than only one visit. And there are people around your life that you may not be able to see it, but God is at work. You know, Karen, we did have that call from the precious lady who was talking about her parents, both 82 years old, who are now serving God. That was tremendous. Praying for them, believing for them. And then her son, after some level of absence over a long period of time, maybe 3 years, I think it was, now her entire family is able to fellowship in their faith in Jesus Christ. And she was so excited about that. And that is, that has me excited. I believe we're all excited when we hear that. But that took some time. It took some faithfulness. It took some, a lot of prayers, and it took a lot of walking out her faith and standing. And here God is bringing her whole family into the kingdom. She said, now my whole family is in the kingdom. That is absolutely awesome. And that just affirms, look on the campuses, all the young people that are now starting to stand up in their 20s. Some of their teens are standing up. They're connecting. They are wanting to communicate their faith to their friends. And they're not ashamed of Jesus Christ. That is so awesome to see. Our young people, so many, are being, their faith is being ignited, and they're being called upon to take a stand, and they do not necessarily have total support. They can have a lot of opposition in school with some of the teachers, some of the leaders. But God has godly people. There's a remnant all over the place, and that is exciting to know that in secular education, secular in the courthouses, secular in governments. Look at Daniel. Look where God put Daniel, right up in the highest place, and he was right there being a witness to his God. How? By simply having a prayer time every day. It drove the enemy crazy that Daniel prayed every day. Think about that for a moment. Do your prayers matter? Do you realize that the whole kingdom of darkness rose up against Daniel simply because he was shaking the gates of hell three times a day? God was hearing him. When you are praying, you're believing, you're standing, and you're saying, God, use me. That is a great prayer. God, use me. Show me where, show me what, and use me for your glory. And he will. He will. All right, let's go to this next song. It is a Hillsong worship song, and it is This Kingdom. I think those folks were drinking Cuban coffee.
A lot of it.
Café Bustillo.
That's high potency. Wow. There. Can't wait to praise the Lord and worship the Lord. Nothing wrong with being exuberant about that. That's a pretty great thing to do. The phone number to reach us this morning is the same as it was yesterday. So yeah, if you have that in your phone, you can just give us a shout. Or if you're in your car, you can talk to maybe whoever is your service. Siri is who is on my phone. I don't know who you have on your phone, but what did you call those services?
Dave called them.
Virtual assistant.
Virtual.
Virtual assistant.
Okay.
It's like what you got when you called the car dealer.
I did have
AI.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't try to call Virgil. It's not Virgil.
No, it's not Virgil.
It's not Virgil assistant.
I mean, he may have developed it, but
he may have.
He's not part of it.
Yeah, he may have. Well, the number 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and I do have a donation from John. Mm-hmm. And it is a $100 donation. We also have a donation coming in from Patty for $30. And we have just added those in. We're now with $1,055 remaining in that match with Elsie. We're almost finished with her $10,000. We're down to $1,055. Who will join her? Let's go to a song by Jeremy Kemp. We'll be right back.
I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same promises are true. In His strength there is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same
Don't grow weary, don't grow cold, no. Remember everything he told ya. There's nothing new under the sun, no. Steal his promises are for ya. I tried and tried to stop the noise, but I'm so glad that I can hear your voice say, listen, child, listen. You're a citizen of God on high. Listen, oh, listen. Let his peace guard your heart and your mind. One day soon there'll be no more pain. Every tear will be wiped away. So listen, child, listen. His love for you is here to stay. So keep the faith. Never leave, yeah. Proved it with his hands and feet, yeah. So when it's darkest for the dawn, yeah. Remember joy comes in the morning. Listen, child, listen. You're a citizen of God on high. Listen.
All right. What was that song about? Listen?
Yeah.
Just listen,
listen,
right?
Listen, yeah.
Wow. Well, I believe God is saying that sometimes to us. Just listen. This isn't so complicated. And we just came upon something we already knew that was pretty simple, too,
yes.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Very,
moving
so
some
simple.
Songs around.
Yeah.
So simple. So simple. We're complicating things. All right, we have two donations that have just come in, and so this is great. I just checked online and found that Aaron has made a $50 donation online, and Robert has made a $25 donation online. So those two are coming in, and we are making progress. Give us a call, 772-221-1100, and David, explain how a pledge works. Somebody may say, I can't get to my money, or I don't have any money. I don't know what you're saying, but a pledge will work fine.
Yeah, that's true. It's a pledge is making a promise to send a gift when you have the money in hand, but where you can tell us now what God's put on your heart, so we can add it in. That's really the bottom line. And just call in and say, I want to give X number of dollars. Don't have it now, but I'll send it when I can. Then we'll send you a letter acknowledging the gift in a return envelope. And when you can, then you'll send a money order or check back or maybe call in with a bank card. And that, whenever God gives it to you.
Or you can stop in and say, howdy.
Well, you could do that.
And drop it off at the front door.
You could do that. You even come in.
And if you did that when you came in the door, that would...
That would crack us up.
That would definitely crack us up. You know, that makes me think of Minnie Pearl.
Yeah.
That's
her opening line. We're wearing a straw hat with a price tag on it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Where do these things come from? You know, you just think all of these hidden little nuggets that are chucked away up there in the brain somewhere. And yeah, that's been a lot of years ago. Watch Minnie Pearl. Mm-hmm. I like that fact that she left the price tag on. And I suppose some other people did that too and said, I can take that back as long as that price tag's on there.
That's the strategy. Or sure. In my case, you just forget to take it off and someone points it out. It's kind of embarrassing, actually.
But is it tacky? This could be a later seasonal question, but it seems to be coming up at the moment. Is it tacky to leave the price on a gift that you give when you got it half price sale? Ace.
Oh, and it's clearly marked on there.
Let's say it's a
$50 item. But there's a sign that says 50% off today. And then, is it tacky to leave the $50 price tag on the item?
When you give it to somebody.
Is that deceitful?
You should always take the price off
when you
give a gift.
That's been your practice?
They should never know what you paid.
I learned that from my folks. I mean, you know, you don't leave a price tag on a gift. Just don't. You don't do that.
Wow. But what if you get a gift card and you buy it at Costco's and it's discounted?
Well, that's a different story because the gift card, you have to know
how much
is on it.
Full face value.
Oh, yeah sure.
Okay. Value. Well,
just want to resolve some of these things. I'm sure none of our listeners have ever contemplated, I spent $5 for this, but it says 75. Well, you know, I think that gets into the realm of not just stretching things, but being a little bit dishonest.